on my duck sale road here. I was trying to get everything together right before you started calling, and I figured I better get my pen and paper out and get and figure out where my ink pen is. I hope this pencil continues, but we'll be safe with it. We'll try to be stingy with it. Not stingy, but very careful. It's one of them dang old lead pencils. You know what that works. How that works. You break it every time. Alright, this is KG4ZXC, Jesse Kilo Golf 4Zulu X-ray Charlie out of the Fraud, state of Pennsylvania. Bloody Saturday night living it. I am Jesse, and I'm spending time down here in the Carolinas on this beautiful weekend, Labor Day weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, looking at the Shelby Ham Fest over the weekend and killing some time down there and enjoying it. Well, anyway, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Let's start taking check-ins. So, good evening, everyone. Taking check-ins, calling CQ Liberty Netters. This is KG4ZXC. Good evening, Mr. Bill, KO4FE. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, Roger, Jesse. Yeah, I kind of paused to see if anybody else was going to get in there, but I didn't like the dead air, so I threw my call in there. So anyway, hope everything's going good with you. Hey, Jesse, I wanted to ask you something. Are you remote operating your station in Pennsylvania from down there in South Carolina, or do you have a station down there over?
Well, I have dual stations here. Actually, I've been setting this one up for my son mainly, but he's still out in the, you know, well, he still works second shift, so he don't come in till late sometimes. But yeah, I'm running a dual system here. I have the capability of doing remote, but it's not set up properly.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was just curious. But anyway, your signal's good, about 30 over in the audience. Very good. So anyway, I'd like to get back to take a check at KG4ZXC for KO4FE.
Okay, Bill, appreciate it, sir, for coming in there. Oh, check your audio, microphone, or whatever. It sounds like you're almost overdriving the amplifier.
Let me see. Is that any better right there?
Negative. It's going into a muffling sound. And your output power, I'm picking you up about 40 plus dBs, maybe almost 50. So that's why I was asking if you was overdriving.
Well, I don't know. I can try moving the, I don't know. Does that sound any better? I cut the output on the mic thing a little bit.
No, sir. That didn't help at all.
Well, I'm not sure what the hell's going on. I haven't changed anything. And the output doesn't look like it's being overdriven. I cut the compression back a little bit. Did that do any good?
Yes, it did. Take it back a little bit more.
Okay, well, the compression's completely off. I normally run it about 1.5, but I took the compression completely off.
Okay, that's not it, Bill. That's not it. There's something else going on, because once you start talking for any duration, it starts to clear up. So I don't know what to tell you on that part. I've never ran into that situation before. I'll clear with you and see who else we got out there and let you look everything over real quick. This is KO4FE and Mr. Bill. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXNSC out of the Rutherford, Pennsylvania. Calling coming to you live from the Carolina QTH down here. Good evening, everybody, for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. We're taking check-ins. Good evening. Well, I'm hoping I'm reaching up to the northeast. I've got this antenna orientated about that direction, so hopefully it's functioning somewhat. This is KG4ZXE and the Saturday Night Liberty Net taking check-ins. Good morning. Good evening.
Jeff, I'll check in. N4XYC. Maybe everybody's too full of hot dogs to get on the ham radio tonight.
You know what, that's probably one of the better observations I've heard all evening. Hey, very good, John. We got you in there, sir. And yeah, actually, you're on the top of the list because I put you up front. So you're like number one, and Bill would be number two. So, well, actually, I'm number one. Hey, well, this is KG4ZXE. Thanks, John. Hey, you got any problem solution solver ideas for Bill up there?
Well, that sounds like RF. I used to have a double extended ZEP with ladder line, and when I brought the ladder line into the shack, into the tuner, I got a lot of RF on stuff, and I don't have that problem anymore. I'm running a G5RV where the ladder line comes down, goes into a Ballon, and then comes into 50-ohm coax, and then the coax comes into the shack, so I don't have the RF problem anymore. But I just wondered if he changed some antennas around or just moved it around, if he had some ladder line in the shack or something, because it kind of sounds like RF to me.
Well, you know, I was questioning the RF, I never run into that problem, so that's why I was kind of curious if you had any input on that. So maybe it's just something just that simple for him.
Well, I cut the power down a little bit. Does that help?
Yes. That is, really well right there where you're at. It sounds good, Bill.
Okay, I cut it from about 100 watts down to 90 watts. It's still giving me about 1,300 out, maybe peaking up to 14. But anyway, I don't know what. I haven't changed anything since last week, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, as long as it's working, I'll stick with it, and we'll see how it goes. Back to you.
Okay, well, it sounds good right now, and your signal's staying about the same, so nothing significant has changed, so the audio sounds good right now, so I guess we leave well enough alone. Hey, Mr. Bill, thank you, sir. 104FE out of Pennsylvania, clear with you. Hey, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Oh, I'm filling in for Mr. Bob tonight, ladies and gentlemen, K-H-J-O-Y, actually Mr. Robert. I always call him Bob, but anyway, he could not be here tonight. He's got some other prior arrangements. That's why we swapped the net tonight. So we're taking check-ins. Anyone, with or without traffic, anyone would like to join us tonight on the Liberty Net, please go now. Wow, I tell you what, this being Labor Day, yeah. Well, it being the weekend, I guess a lot of people are out and about and trying to enjoy their family members and all, so I can't blame them for not being here. After a while, it does get two people. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXE. Taking further check-ins. Anyone else before we get this net started, please call out. Alright, slow it down. Whiskey 4, golf something.
That's Whiskey 4, golf, November India.
Golf, November India. Hey, name your location, because I'm handwriting tonight.
My name is John, and I live at the bottom of Signal Mountain, at the bottom of Signal Mountain.
The bottom of, what's the name of the mountain?
Signal Mountain, bottom of Signal Mountain, just outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay. Tennessee. Signal Mountain, out of Chattanooga. I don't have my map in front of me, but good signal. Not too bad tonight there, Mr. John. You going to stick around?
Yeah, I'll stick around for a little while and see how it goes. You guys always have a really good test to listen to. I don't always check in, but I like to listen to.
Hey, well, very good there, Mr. John. Good to have you come in out of Signal Mountain. And if you like to make a further comment, we'll be back around to you here in just a short. Hey, Cleveland, Mr. John out of Tennessee, W4GNI. Anyone else for the Saturday Night Liberty Net?
November 9, Papa,
Mike,
India.
November 9, Papa, India.
Papa, Mike, India.
Okay, Papa, Mike, India. Okay, name and location.
I just wanted to get in real quick. The band's dropping around here. That's going to be on the list, and I'll say 73.
All right, give me the name and location real quick.
The name here is Paul, and my KTH is in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, Louisville, Kentucky. I missed your name. A little crash or something got your first syllable.
The name is Paul Alpha Uniform Lima.
Okay, Paul, we got you that time. All right, well, if you'd like to stick around and make a comment, I'll keep you on the list. We'll come back around to you, sir.
All right, what's your
CTH, okay? No, sir, I'm Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie Jesse. I'm typically back home in Pennsylvania, but I'm down here in the Carolinas, down here at the Shelby Ham Fest this weekend. So I'm down here in South Carolina. Well, thank you, Mr. Paul, and not a bad signal coming out of Kentucky, considering the band is a little bit noisy on my end, but still, you're quite readable, so not a bad signal. Hopefully, it will get better throughout the night. Hey, clear with November 9, Papa Mike, India, Mr. Paul, out of Kentucky. Thanks for being here tonight. Anyone else for the Saturday Night Liberty Net? Guys, the band is kind of up and down a little bit, so please bear with me if I did not copy any of your stations out there. It's probably going to be one of those nights, so hopefully it won't, but yeah, wishful thinking. This is KG4ZXE, one last try before we start the net. Anyone else out there would like to join us, please call now. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXC, once again, out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania, down here running semi-portable in beautiful Carolina. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and my name is Jesse, your net control station for this Saturday night. Mr. Bob, K-A-J-O-Y, had prior arrangements, so he will not be here tonight. Well, if he is, he'll check in by remote or mobile or wherever he's at during this moment, but hopefully things will get better throughout the night. Hey, well, let's see. Let me open it up with the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, just for the simple fact, that's how Bob likes to open it. And I'm not going to read the preamble because I don't have it in front of me because I'm on this new experimental computer. Yeah, experimental. It's like our government. I guess it's experimental, too. Well, anyway, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, this is the opening of the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. I got the story I wanted to start the net out tonight with, and I hope everybody's paying attention to what news you do get, and quit listening to the mainstream media, because you will not get this information anywhere else. Off of WeLoveTrump.com, the CDC wants to take your guns. No, I'm not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. The CDC has now got some kind of executive order from this administration to try to take control of your guns. So let me go into the story and you kind of get the gist of it. How corrupt can the Biden administration get? Yeah, I've been wondering that myself. In a shocking and blatant attempt and users to usher a mass gun control, the CDC is attempting to reframe the issue of gun control as a public health issue. Yes, I said it. The CDC is going to put their beaters in the middle of this, and they're going to sit there and claim that this is going to be a public health issue when all this China virus has killed more people than gun violence has ever done in any situation, unless it was war. Well, anyway, I say let them try. Anyway, the story goes to this. This is the most corrupted administration in American history into lawlessness. Now, no bounds, but they also collapsing us right now on multiple fronts. The Biden regime is imploding. Here's more from the CDC's blatant power grab. Hey, let me move down so I can read this part. Dr. Rachel Walensky, a director of the Center of Disease Control, wants her agency to establish gun control and violence as an urgent public health crisis. Now is the time. It's pedal to the metal time, she told CNN in a news interview. Oh, yeah, CNN. I should have known. Anyway, the scope of the problem is just bigger than you've ever even heard about. And if when your heart reaches every day and turns on the news, you'll only hear the tip of the iceberg, Walensky said. Congress stopped funding the CDC's gun violence research in 1997 under pressure from the National Rifle Association and the agency's director in the time since. We have largely stayed mum on the issue until now. So this is the kind of crap that we're going to end up dealing with. After selling the rights to After selling the right to right help guidance for school responding to Randy Winnegarten and the teachers union and blocking mass guidance for the Delta spike, the CDC now plans to take on gun control. How does Rachel Walensky still have a job? Well, I'm not sure, ladies and gentlemen, but if you want to read this article further, I'm sure there's a lot more my timer just ran out, guys. But anyway, what I was saying is you can read some more on the story, but this gives you a basic idea of what's about to happen. When's America going to stand up and fight? I don't know, but it looks like we're on a losing battle when people don't start voicing their opinion and being heard. This is KG4ZXC, and I'm your net control for this hour, this net, on the Saturday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. And out of the Voters Rock State of Pennsylvania, I'm taking it down to Mr. John out of Tennessee. So N4XYC, what do you got to add to tonight's Saturday Night Liberty Net, sir? Take it away, John.
Yeah, okay, Jesse. Well, I'm having some problems with my vision. I have macular degeneration, so I haven't read too much lately as far as Patriot News goes, but I am quite thoroughly disgusted from what I hear what's happened in Afghanistan, especially with all their strategies of closing the Air Force base down and leaving all that equipment over there. I think it was $85 billion worth of military equipment. And, they left 350,000 AR-15s and the various other, hand-carried weapons. I think it was like 75,000 handguns. So I don't want them ever to say anything to me about my little puny little 5.56 semi-automatic firearms that I have here. You know, there's no telling where all those weapons are going to end up. And anyway, I have a whole lot to say because I can't see too well, and I'm so disgusted I don't have a whole lot to say, but I wanted to be on the net anyway. And hello to John over at the base of Signal Mountain there in Red Bank, and never heard him on the net before, but he's a neighbor. He would be about 25 miles from me. And so that's about it on this end, Jesse, and all the shortwave listeners on the Liberty Net tonight. So back over to Net Control from N4XYC.
Hey, very good, Mr. John, and thank you. You have the eyesight problem. That's tough. Well, God bless you, sir. I appreciate you being here and supporting the net, and it's always good to hear from you. Whether you got you can read anything off or not, just you being here and your participation is more than enough, sir. So thank you with that, John. Hey, N4XYC, out of Tennessee, that's Mr. John, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KG4ZXE. Once again, out of the Bugger Frog State of Pennsylvania, I'm down here in Lindsey Graham country. Yes, I'm in Lindsey Graham country. What another douchebag that has turned his back on the American people. Well, I won't go into that story right away, but I will say this. Everything that's going on in Afghanistan, I've been refraining from saying a lot only for two reasons. It hits too close to home, all the vileness that has taken place, and all we did, we were over there for nothing. Everything we've done is in vain, and I just don't even want to get on that subject right now, because when I do, you're going to probably hear words out of my mouth that ain't come out in the last 24 hours. Hey, with that, this is KG4ZXC, moving down to KO4FE. Mr. Bill, out of beautiful Pennsylvania, southwest corner. Come on in.
Okay, KG4ZXC from KO4FE. Okay, first, Jesse, I want to get an audio report because I don't want to get into this. My audio is bad, so is everything sounding good?
Yes, sir. It sounds really well right now.
Okay, thank you for that. I didn't want to get started and then have the whole damn transmission not be audible. I'll do one story and then I'll verify that the audio's holding up. I don't know what the hell's going on because I hadn't changed anything, but every now and then I get a loose connection. I don't think I'm getting RF in the shack. Well, anything's possible because I got coax coming in and I got it pretty well choked down at the antenna. But I did have RF that one time, and well, that was a loose microphone plug, but that's not the case this time. But anyway, here we got a story. Congress moves closer to making women register for the draft. This has been kicking around for years, but I guess with the Democrats in, it becomes a priority. I got mixed feelings on it. But anyway, Here's a story. This is off military.com. It says the House Armed Services Committee voted Wednesday to expand registration for the Selective Service System, commonly known as the draft, to include women, a move that brings the requirement one step closer to becoming law. As part of the debate on fiscal 2022 defense policy bill, committee members voted 35 to 24 to require all Americans ages 18 to 24 to register for the draft, not just men. Air Force veteran Representative Chrissy Houlihan, Democrat of PA, proposed the measure, saying the current system is unconstitutional because it discriminates based on gender. I hate that word, gender. That's a made-up word. Anyway, she said this amendment clarifies women make up over 50% of the population, and not including them is not only a disservice to these women, but to our nation as a whole, Houlihan said. It ensures that the Selective Service System is able to provide the DOD with personnel and skills it needs, including cyber, STEM, and technical talent. And, of course, there's Republicans opposing it. I'm not going to bother to read their statements. It's pretty much what you would expect. But in my opinion, you know, the hell with it. Make them register for the draft. I mean, we haven't had to use the draft in 50 years. It's only between the ages of 18 and 24. It doesn't mean that anybody's going to be, any women are going to be drafted into frontline duty. The hell with it. Put them in there. I mean, I get tired of these feminists all the time, you know, talking about, even Joe Biden said women can do anything men can do and usually better. So at this point in time, screw it. Put them in there. You know, make them register. All right, here's another story. Let me get an audio report before I get into this one. Jesse, how is the audio holding up?
Yes, sir, Bill. It's sounding good.
Okay, very good. This is KO4FE. Okay, this is Daily Mail. And headline here is, it says, it's horrifying how some young Western men are so alienated by woke culture that they even admire the Taliban's twisted mindset, writes Mary Harrington. She said, amid this blood-spattered horrors of Kabul, perhaps the most startling response has been an outpouring of warlike passion from disaffected young Western men. But they're not backing Western soldiers, they're cheering on the Taliban. Far-right groups are gloating. One user on an online message board called the toppled Western-backed Afghan government Globo Homo Clown World. He characterized this as powerful, powered by liberalism, consumerism, secularism, usury, democracy, global capitalism, and most of all, feminism, women's rights, and women's liberation. Some men consider abhorrent this value system that an American-led coalition spent trillions of dollars trying to instill via two decades of Afghan so-called nation building. Yeah. You know, what the Washington criminals would have been better if they'd have just got kind of like a non-terroristic form of Islam and let them go with that over there. They probably would still have an ally. But instead, they couldn't help themselves. They had to be pushing the LGBT agenda, feminism, gay marriage, all the usual crap that they're poisoning this country with. They wanted to try to infect Afghanistan with it. You know, this country's kind of like, you know, imagine if a person with leprosy had enemies all around them. Well, of course, having leprosy, you're you're not, your health is bad, so you can't really fight them one-to-one, so your only hope of staying alive is just to infect your enemies with leprosy and make them as weak as you are. That seems to be what the United States does. They go around the world and promote all this leftism in an effort to kind of poison the country and make it weak and chaotic like this country is, and then that way they can neutralize them. I can't help but thinking that's in the back of somebody's mind. But anyway, it says these alienated men hate all of it. The whole woke worldview, from racial intolerance to LGBT rights to feminism, they're lionizing the Taliban as heroic anti-woke freedom fighters. One meme circulating on social media as Kabul fell depicted barefoot Taliban fighters next to a photo of American soldiers wearing high heels for a PR stunt, mockingly connecting to a failed military competence. Above all, these angry Western men detest feminism. I don't know, do you guys remember that one? This was unbelievable. I saw the pictures of it when the military actually made male soldiers put on high-heeled shoes and walk around. They did a photo shoot. I guess it was a big publicity stunt, but I thought it was embarrassing. But anyway, the article continues. It says, following the American retreat, one far-right forum member highlighted a report that an Afghan woman had been shot for refusing to don the hijab. He commented, whores get what they deserve, unquote. Well, I'm not for killing women for not wearing a hijab or anything else. But anyway, that's what the article said. Another claimed that all women secretly want to be oppressed, stating that soon every Afghan female will embrace their natural place and start to be happy like they haven't been in the last 20 years, close quote. Now, there is some truth to that, because I did see a poll that was conducted in Afghanistan. They said that it showed that 95% of the population, and that includes men and women, want to live under Sharia law. Anyway, it says others dream of imposing Islam-style modesty for women in the West. One high-profile anonymous Twitter account suggested that after the pandemic ends, women should continue to wear face masks. They said Islam is right about women. A small minority of young Western men then see the West's enemies as heroic freedom fighters against a despised regime. And it goes on to give more examples. They're calling them Talachad. It said, let me see, it goes down. It says, I'll be the first to condemn this. This is the writer saying this. She said, I'll be the first to condemn this swamp of hatred. And, of course, there is a danger that in discussing it, the noxious opinions reach a wider audience. But just think for a moment about what it implies. Far from feeling a patriotic love for their own culture and nation, a minority of fighting-age Western men viscerally hate it. Well, you know, that's an ironic statement. Feeling a patriotic love for their own culture. You mean the culture that's constantly attacked, called white supremacy, colonizers, and all that by the woke left, the academics, the media? I mean, the culture of Western men, young Western men, has been attacked constantly by this system. Why the hell would they have any patriotic love for that? I mean, why wouldn't you hate that kind of so-called culture? That's not the culture that I grew up in, or probably most of us. That's this anti-white, anti-Western, anti-man, pro-LGBT, pro-transsexual, radical feminism. That's the culture today. What sane person would support that? So her question is really I don't know. She must not. She needs to take the blinders off. Anyway, she said they're looking at images of gun-waving men in a violent, war-torn wasteland where women can be beaten with impunity, and they're not horrified, they're envious. So how did we get here? Mainstream public culture has changed immeasurably over even my adult life. Aged 18 and working in a pub, I was told by the landlady that sexist remarks on my appearance were part and parcel of the job. Well, that depends on what you're wearing. I mean, if you're working in a bar and you're running around in a mini skirt with your tatas hanging out, you're probably going to get some sexist remarks. Anyway, she says, these days I have grounds to take her to court on sex discrimination charges. We have more female MPs than ever. Half of all doctors are female. More women than men go to universities. Big companies publish gender pay gap data across the West. You could be fired for being lecherous to women or saying unkind things about LGBT people. In July, a teacher was fired from Missouri school for referring to a transgender pupil as a that. Even the American military industry is now run by women. Defense manufacturing behemoths Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, and Northrop Grumman all have female CEOs. It's difficult to find mainstream cultural imagery that doesn't at least superficially support the so-called girl boss consensus. Gillette faced a backlash in 2019 for lecturing its male customers on so-called toxic masculinity. Nike, a company that according to its own reports makes twice as much money from selling menswear as womenswear, ran a campaign that featured pink-haired teenage girls sneering at the so-called patriarchy. If you're a middle-class white woman, as I am, this is all gratefully to your advantage, but clearly not everyone is on board. Yeah, well, I wonder why it's not on board. When a 22-year-old man shot dead five people in Plymouth earlier this month, his horrifying actions were widely connected to his radicalization by an ideology spread by the same men lionizing the Taliban. The shootings prompted an outbreak of nice white women on TV talking about toxic masculinity and the poisonous bigotry of radicalized far-right online cultures. But the only culture usually available to deal with such disaffection is a mixture of therapy and repression. As one feminist cartoon put it, a more mental health resources plus a redoubling of efforts to strangle misogyny at the root. But if education was the answer to create egalitarian young men, we wouldn't be where we are. So anyway, that article continues. But, you know, when you attack people, continuously slander their culture, their ancestors, trash their traditions, constantly accuse them of being evil, of, you know, holding this group back, women, various victim groups, why would they want to support that? I mean, really, when you think about it, when you look at what this government represents and what the mainstream culture supports and advocates, who would support it? It's insane. So anyway, that's it. The writer's upset that there's some young men out there that aren't on the liberal bandwagon, and she's worried about it. So I think there's a lot more than young men that aren't on the liberal bandwagon. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC from Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Okay, Bill, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Well, you know, Bill, I've been here, I've I try to fathom all this stuff that's going on around us, and you know, let's break it back just for a second with the idea of, you know, the draft. Let's just take it from the draft again, you know. You know, if I have to sign up for the draft, well, you know, equal rights, you know, it should go both ways, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and, you know, if they want to fight for this country, hey, I have no problems with it. But the problem I do have with it is the fact that, you know, we all know that females are not cut out for active combat duty when it comes to being involved in Afghanistan terrorist activity and all that. And, you know, I'm not even going to go into that because, you know, it gets me long-winded, and before I know it, you know, we're going to have a fight on our hands for sure, defending a woman getting captured. And I'll leave it at that. Because if a woman gets captured, you know, that just jeopardizes the whole situation. So I'm going to leave that comment alone. I probably shouldn't have brought it up. But thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. So, all right, KF4FE, Mr. Bill, thank you. God bless you. Thanks for being here. Now, on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC. Let me take a quick call, see if we have any other check-ins. Anyone else out there would like to join us? Call some, please. Did I hear somebody in there?
QD0RSA, I'll be sat near last night. Jesse, I'll be sat near last night. No worries.
Hey, Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Wow, great signal tonight, Mr. Moe.
Thank you, Jesse.
Appreciate you being here, and let me ask you, is everything okay out in Nebraska, sir?
Yeah, it seems to be. The winters are coming, you can tell that, so that's all I got to say for that. Weather-wise, we had a very nice day, and of course, what's on the news is most of it, some of it I can't believe, and the rest of it I can't stand. So I'll turn it back to you, Jesse. Over.
Hi, well, Mr. Moe, thank you for being here tonight, and hey, you're sounding great down here in Carolina. I got you about a S9, so a grid signal. So thank you, Mr. Moe. God bless you, and I'll come back around to you and check on you here in a short. Always a pleasure hearing from you. I'm in Nebraska. That's Mr. Moe, KG0RSA, Clearwood, Mr. Moe. Anyone else would like to check in, late check in for the Saturday Night Liberty Night? Come on out.
KC1QWOM.
Okay, one more time with the call.
Kilo Charlie 1, Golf Whiskey Mike.
Kilo Charlie 1, Golf Whiskey Mike. Okay, name and location, sir.
Yeah, my name's Bill. I'm in southern part of New Hampshire. You guys are doing a nice trip out here tonight.
Hey, well, thank you there, Mr. Bill, and it's good to hear you guys out of New Hampshire. I was wondering if I was ever going to hear some of you guys up in the Northeast. I reorientated my antenna just for you guys.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm not sure I got your call sign right. Is it Kilo Zulu 4, Delta Hotel Zulu?
No, sir. I'll give it to you again. It's Kilo Golf, King George 4, Zebra, X-Ray, Charlie. And my name is Jesse. I'm typically out of Pennsylvania, but I'm running portable down here in South Carolina. Roger?
Yeah, roger on that. It took me a little bit to write it down. I'm getting old, you know.
Hey, roger, roger. Well, you going to stick around to make a comment, sir?
Sure. I'm not really positive about the part of women in combat. I really don't feel that's the right place for them, but there's a hell of a lot of other things they can do if they get drafted, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. Hey, well, let me go ahead back to the list, and if you want to stick around, Mr. Bill, we'd be glad to have you, and I'll come back to you and give you opportunity to make a good full transmission.
Yes, sir. Turned it back over to Nick.
Hey, well, thank you for being here. Out of beautiful New Hampshire, that's Kilo Charlie 1, Golf Whiskey Mike. Mr. Bill, we'll be back around to you. Anyone else before I go back to the list? Okay, I'm hearing nothing. So, Mr. John, out of Tennessee, W4GNI, Golf November India, off of Signal Hill, Signal Mountain, Tennessee. Come on in.
First of all, I'd like to copy your call sign. Get that for what is the call sign today?
Hi, it's Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie.
Zulu X-ray Charlie?
Roger, roger.
All right, I copy Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie.
Yes, sir, that is correct. This is Jesse out of Pennsylvania.
Okay, Pennsylvania. You are a 5'5 at the bottom of Signal Mountain. And I think, of course, the problem is that I am at the bottom of Signal Mountain. I'm not at the top. But, yeah, I'm working on that. Maybe I'll get some land. But I wanted to discuss the CDC thing real quick tonight. I just had a couple of thoughts to throw out there. You know, the CDC has no government power. The only thing they can really do, I was reading some articles on that recently. It looks like what they really want to do is they want to collect data at emergency rooms about all the people that come in with gunshots. And they want to collect statistics on that, like how many are male, how many are female, what the age groups are. And so they pile data to go where these are happening the most. Should be obvious, but and that kind of thing. You know, and other than being an activist, I don't think they really have any power to do anything. You know, I mean, maybe they still make direct hospitals to ask you to own a firearm, which is an intrusion on privacy. But the simple answer to that is just say no. I don't believe in guns. I'm a card-carrying Democrat. You know, which it kind of sucks if you would have to lie in our day and age about who you are when you're talking to the doctor. But you know, sadly, we're at a point now where we have to get around. We have to get around problems. Which is for Golf November, and get back next fall.
Hey, well, very good, John. Well, you know, you're absolutely correct. When it comes down to the wire, the CDC has no jurisdiction. In my book or legal objectives in any fashion, the CDC is null and void in my book. But this old ploy with the CDC is to implement their mandate, just like the mask mandate. They're going to try to claim it as, you know, some emergency reason that guns is out of control, so they're going to try to do it because they know they can't attack it by the Second Amendment. They know the Second Amendment is under attack and people will not dang go for it. So the only way they can circumvent this whole issue is to try to get the CDC involved to bring their draconian measures down upon the American people through these fake legislations and good God, you know, the red flag laws, among other things, you know, and this, and the CDC in itself has no business even involving themselves in this. We can't trust nothing the federal government has done. It's been corrupted for centuries now, actually, probably a decade or, well, actually, longer than that. As long as I can remember in the 1930s, I've been hearing stories about how corrupt our government is. now it's only coming true to hit us right here at home. But thanks, John, W4GNI. I appreciate you being there and bringing up that comment because, you know, I still believe the CDC has no jurisdiction or any kind of control, and I will fight it tooth and nail myself. But thanks, John. Hey, looking down the list to Mr. Paul. Let's see, N9, Papa Mike India. Mr. Paul, out of Kentucky. You still with us, sir? Okay, I'm hearing nothing from Mr. Paul, so he must have took off. But appreciate you being here tonight, Mr. Paul, if you're still listening, and all you shortwave listeners out there. This is KG4ZXC of the Rutherford State of Pennsylvania, clear with Mr. Paul, who checked in only, so I'll put a star beside his name. Hi, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, Mr. Mo. It goes back down to you, sir. KG0RSA, would you like to make any comments, sir?
KG0RSA. Well, I was just sitting here listening. I don't have a comment. Except, now I forgot the crap out there of my old age. So, anyway, I'd say this gun thing that they're going to try and pull off, and they're using it as a health hazard. That's a bunch of BS as far as I'm concerned. So I'll just turn it back to you, Jesse, KE0RSA.
Hey, Mr. Moe, and I appreciate you being here. KD0RSA, out of the beautiful state of Nebraska, Mr. Moe. You know, Moe, I was going to say that, yeah, they're just using it as an excuse, and they're going to continue this, stifling the American people. They're bringing in all these people at the border, and they're taking over us. They're replacing us, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what's going on here. You're unimportant, America. You are nothing no more. They know it. They know you will not vote for them, Dems, so they have to replace the population of this great country. That's the only way they're going to control this country is by repopulating it with people that will vote Democrat. If you don't see what's going on, then you're not looking hard enough because it's blatantly right in front of your eyes. And it just amazes me that people have not woke up. What is it going to take to wake up, America? What is it going to take when it comes down to the bottom line? Well, you're going to give your child over to give them a jab, this so-called vaccine? Or you going to wait till they come to take your guns? I mean, to me, both of my family and my guns are both important as long as, along with my Bible. Yeah. Bible, guns, religion. Hey, you know, that's the way it is here in America. But, you know, what's it going to take for everybody to get active? Because the war is on right now in front of us, right here in every state. And we're going to be flooded by these terrorists, these Afghanistans. They're going to bring Cubans in this country, you guys. And you know why? Because they will vote against communism. That's the whole ticket here. Give everybody free everything, they'll vote for a Democrat in a heartbeat. But that ain't the way America was designed, it was built for. And I tell you what, if people don't wake up and smell the coffee, there ain't gonna be no coffee left. Hey, moving back to Mr. Bill down in New Hampshire. Kilo Charlie 1, Golf Whiskey Mike. Come on in, Bill.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting ready here, writing notes and all that, so, oh boy, I'm about ready to have some fun. I went back to my comment on women in combat. You know what the enemy does to women, so, you know, other than that, well, hell yeah, they can do all the office jobs and stuff like that, but I really wouldn't want to fight with them on the ground. Back to the CDC, well, they can kiss my backside. Ain't no way in hell they're going to take my gun. I'll give my ammo back to them. You know, one bullet at a time. And goes back to the, you know, Mexican border. Oh, man. We need to finish that wall. Because that's where everybody's going to start coming in my opinion. And, you know, get all these Afghans and all terrorists and shit like that flying into Mexico. And all we got to do is walk across the doggone border, you know. So, my idea is finish the wall, you know, put American troops on the border, and stop all that bull, too, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir, I do. I know exactly what you mean, Bill. Oh, by the way, did you hear this story about where they're building a border wall for Afghanistan? But then they don't even do anything for, they shut Trump's border wall down here. Did you hear that, Mr. Bill?
No, I didn't hear that directly. But I thought I heard something about it somewhere. But hell, we're building walls, you know, build the walls, Israel, you name it. We're building walls everywhere, except for in this country where we really need it.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And we need it more than ever. Hey, well, thank you, Mr. Bill. Any final thoughts before I move to the top of the list?
Yes, sir. Kilo Golf for Zulu X-Ray Charlie Jesse. All right, I think I got your call sign right finally. Turn it back over to you, and y'all have a great evening.
Hey, Mr. Bill. Well, God bless you, sir. And, you got the call correct. So, very good. Hey, well, we'll be back around for round two here in just a short if you feel like sticking around. So, you're always welcome, sir. Hey, play with Kilo Charlie Willie, Golf Whiskey Mike out of New Hampshire. This is KG4ZXC, and I'll take a quick pause and ask for late check-ins or any further check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Call now. Okay, I heard a station in there. Did anybody else catch that station?
Yeah, it's K1YW.
K1YW. Mr. Greg, good evening, sir.
Yeah, I'm on a very poor antenna, so I'll just listen, but I just wanted to give you...
The sky is clear and the temperature is 60 degrees. Okay, well, Mr. Greg, not the greatest copy on you tonight, but I did copy that 60 degrees. So, good evening, sir. Would you like to make a comment?
Well, my signal is too weak, so I'll just listen. Just wanted to say hello and keep up the good work, K1YW.
Hi, Bill, how are you copying Greg over there?
Well, I can understand him. He's not very strong. He says he's working off of a bad antenna, over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I caught a little bit of that, but I wasn't sure that's exactly what he said. But, Mr. Greg, thank you for coming by, sir. You going to work on that antenna?
Yeah, roger. I have plans for improving my antenna, definitely. 73.
Hey, I will try to remind myself to put a sticky note on the telephone to give you a call. So, hey, good to hear from you, Greg. Okay, Mr. Greg, I think you signed it back over to me. I'll get with you, and hopefully the band will pick up a little bit better. So I'll be back around, Mr. Greg. Hey, this is KG4ZX NFC once again for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse, the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Oh, and all you Pennsylvanians out there, call your Congressman Corman and light a fire under his butt for not allowing this, oh, good golly, I am getting brain dead. Election audit from going through. So call Mr. Corman and give him hell, guys. This is KG4ZXC moving to the top of the list, and this is Saturday Night Liberty Net. Moving back up to N4XYC. Mr. John, what you got for round two?
Yeah, okay, Jesse. Well, not really a whole lot. I've been sitting here trying to think what to say and what kind of comments to make, but the only comment I have is I believe that every bit of this is by design. I believe that the Democrats have got it in their head that they're going to create their utopia, you know, their perfect world, you know, perfect heaven here on earth. And you know, when you hear Biden talking about firearms and so forth, you can tell that the thought of the Constitution, what's written in the Constitution and what our founding fathers wanted, is never ever in the back of his mind whatsoever. It's just like he doesn't acknowledge the Constitution. And you know, the founding fathers, they wanted every American armed. They wanted every family armed. And they wanted every family armed because they believed that we had a God-given natural right to protect our home and our family. And also they wanted us to protect this country. And that's what's in the Bill of Rights. And it's like today's Democrats, you know, they leave 350,000 fully automatic M16s in Afghanistan. I just want to see where they end up. All that equipment. It's going to be interesting. I just wonder if China buys it all up, and we'll see what they do with it. So I don't have much for tonight. I'm just so disgusted with everything they do is to demoralize this country. N4XYC, back to net control.
Hey, well, very good, John. And you know, you're right. Yeah, I believe it is also by design. But these people are playing God, you know, and that's going to be their downfall. And then I know it. But yeah, it disgusts us all. But you know, we have to keep our voices being heard. We need to stay pounding the microphones, pounding the newsletters, pounding the comments, and being heard throughout this great country and inspiring every individual out there who is American to stand up and quit expecting a handout, you know. About your gun comment, I just wanted to mention that Eric Holder, maybe he's got something to do with that. Maybe he's doing some Fast and Furious stuff again behind Joe Obama's back, and he's trying to figure out where all these weapons are coming in at now. So, you know, I know I'm being really sarcastic here, but, you know, that's another piece of crap. My opinion, of course, but, you know, I do believe it. But I'm going to say this before I go to the next on the list, which is Mr. Bill. So you have the podium next, Mr. Bill, KO4FE. So you're on standby. But I will say this. Everything that this country has done for every other individual country has came off the back of the American people. We are the only ones who give money to every other damn country around and get nothing in return. I will never understand that. 22 years of my sacrifice for this United States government overseas multiple times in this whole BS that's going on. It's enough to infuriate anybody, so I understand what you're saying. Hey, this is KG4ZXE. I won't continue to rant anymore if I have to. So, KO4FE, Mr. Bill, come on in.
Okay, KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net from KO4FE. Yeah, I sympathize with you, Jeffy. I mean, it's just like they always talk about, well, America's charitable and gives money and helps other people. Well, I got a question. What the hell good does it do us? Do we ever get anything in return? You know, I mean, if you're always giving somebody help and money and they basically tell you to go pound sand, I mean, at a certain point, you got to take some responsibility for being stupid. And that's one thing that we never do. I'm not saying every country is against us. I mean, we obviously have allies. But, you know, trying to, well, this latest thing, helping the Taliban. Does anybody think the Taliban is going to be an ally of the, you know, I mean, of the United States? I mean, yeah, get the hell out of town, you know, if you believe that. That's completely ridiculous. Okay, well, let's get into the race slash leftist communist stuff. You know, I kind of like it when these liberals, these leftists, are when they really let their guard down and say what they really want. You know, a lot of times they give you a lot of double talk when you try to nail them down on their agenda. Like, for example, if somebody says, well, you're anti-white, you want to get rid of white people. Oh, no, 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 we don't have a problem with white people. We just want to get rid of white supremacy. Well, that's a bunch of baloney, and this article here proves it. Here's a headline. White people should commit suicide as an ethical act, says white professor. A psychology professor at Duquesne University is raising eyebrows by agreeing with another educator who says it would be ethical for white people to kill themselves. Quote, white people should commit suicide as an ethical act, says the top of a video presentation by Professor Derek Hook at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania College. Hook, who himself is white, was quoting from Tara Blank Delport, a South African philosophy professor at the University of Pretoria, who wrote about white people killing themselves in 2016. He said the only life purpose for white people, especially Afrikaners, is to await their death or to commit suicide like the samurai falls on his short sword when he has fallen in disgrace, Delport said, according to Radio Free South Africa. He also continued, he said, white supremacy can only be ended once whites are dead. Now, let me repeat that in case you didn't get it. And this is what I've been saying, but the liberals, they don't think they've got it nailed down totally, so they play word games, but this is what they really believe. It says white supremacy can only be ended once whites are dead, continued Delport, who is also is white, another cuck. He said we should be prepared to die silently without having children so that white supremacy could come to an end at last, close quote. Then Hook said, here's the kind of crazy gambit of this talk. I want to suggest that psychoanalytically we could even make the argument that there was something ethical in Delport's statement. So what ethics? What system of ethics supports a race of people committing suicide? Some kind of satanic ethics? The ethics of communism? I mean, this is the ethics of these cuck professors. He suggests that white people could symbolically kill themselves or undergo metaphorical castration. He said, I think Delport took his white audience to the threshold of this type of symbolic extinction. He took them to a proposed end of whiteness. They mean the end of white people. They're getting rid of white people, either through suicide extermination or just mixing us out of existence by force integrating with other races. In any case, it's a genocidal mindset, and that's what this professor has really said outright. Well, it doesn't always work according to what the professors want and the teachers. Here's some good news. Gateway Pundit: pro-Antifa California teacher caught on video bragging about radicalizing students to be fired after Project Veritas expose. The pro-Antifa California teacher caught on undercover video bragging about indoctrinating students to become Antifa revolutionaries will be fired as a result of the Project Veritas expose. I mean, why does it take an expose? I mean, this guy was in there preaching communism, giving extra credit for students to go to Antifa meetings and rallies. He had pictures of Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin. I think he even had a communist flag in his classroom. I mean, if it wasn't for Project Veritas, this guy would still be there. Obviously, the other teachers thought it was okay. The school thought it was okay. Nobody thought anything about it until it became public and was a great embarrassment. But anyway, continuing, it says a Project Veritas reporter met with Gripe, who's the teacher, at a restaurant where he happily boasted about his radical beliefs and his membership within the local Sacramento chapter of Antifa. He said, you need to retrain the way people think, consistently focusing on education and a change of cultural propaganda. It's like we have to hit both fronts. We have to convince people that this socialism is what we really need, he said. And by the way, I saw another video where this guy was confronted while he was out walking his dog. And he makes no secret of the fact that he's a communist. He was running around, had a hammer and a sickle shirt on. I mean, he's an open, out in the open communist. There's no denying it. He said the teacher Gripe told the undercover reporter how students in his class are offered extra credit for going out and participating with the Antifa mob. Gripe says he tries to indoctrinate his students as much as possible by scaring the F out of them because he only gets 180 days to turn them into revolutionaries, his words. 24 hours after Project Veritas expose, the school district announced they were taking the legally required steps to fire the teacher. Natomas Unified will be taking the legally required next steps to place the teacher on unpaid leave and fire the teacher, Veritas announced on Wednesday evening. Again, how did this guy even get in? How was he allowed to keep continuing to teach? It's not like they didn't know what he was all about. It's just that it finally became public and became so embarrassing to have this type of a dirtbag teaching that they had to take action. But you telling me that nobody knew what this guy was up to? It just shows you how rotten the schools are. That they hired this guy and then didn't take action until Veritas exposed him. So anyway, back to you, Jesse. KG4, ZXC, and the Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Appreciate that information. And, wow. I read the headline on the story, but I never got around to reading it. But, yeah, I caught a glimpse of that article. And, you know, I was going to mention something about that earlier as well, but there's so many other articles I think is so much important here that everybody needs to be aware of. And that one kind of slipped through my fingers. But I will say this, you know, if they want white people to off themselves,
to, self-genocide? Well, I think the same thing for all Communist Party. Every communist person out there needs to off their self because, you know, you have no purpose in life but to try to control somebody else for your own benefit, and that is communism. Whether you're black, white, green, yellow, purple, blue, yellow, or any other in-between rainbow colors, all you communists need to go. And you know what? I will help you on your way if you need that. But, you know, that's the problem. You know, we have been overthrown by these bastards for so long, and it's finally coming to reality to a lot of people that this is what's been provoking this country going down the tube for some time. These commie bastards that we brought over from Germany or Afghanistan or wherever they came from. Then they bring it, their indoctrination process over here to destroy our country. Wake up, America. It's time to dang take your kids out of school because it serves no purpose. They get a better education from listening to us on the Liberty Net than they do going to a regular schoolhouse. They only need the basic equipment anyway, Bill. They only need reading, writing, and arithmetic, and your basic reading, English classes. I mean, everything else, I mean, hell, you can't trust the science no more because they manipulated it. So why bother, right? So, you know, people need to take it upon themselves. Thank you, Bill, KO4FE. And I'm sorry, guys, I'm ranting a little bit tonight because I feel like, you know, things could be better. But we, as Americans, need to start protecting our communities, our children, and ourselves, and stop listening to these pathetic losers out here. Hey, this is KG4ZXC in the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Moving down to Mr. John out of Signal Mountain, Tennessee. K4GNI, come on in.
Oh, thanks for coming back here. And I wanted to make a couple comments. I made some notes here. Back to the CDC that I was talking about when I was before. The problem with the medical establishment is that we're looking at, it's very similar to the school system, the educational system, where the whole establishment is essentially liberal thinking. And it's systemic in the medical community. I know a number of nurses and doctors, and almost all of them have some sort of liberal bent in their mindset and their thinking. They're upset about. They're not They're not seeing us as white supremacists, as we feel we're better than everybody else. They think that themselves, and rather than rise to our level, they're trying to knock us down. And that's they should be attempting to rise to our level, because anyone that rises to the greatest potential is going to have success, and they're going to have prosperity, and they're going to have all of these things that the leftists seem to really hate in, the Caucasian people. And I think that's really what it is. They have a different definition of white supremacy than what we class have. Because up until this subject came up, we're talking Obama administration, I have never seen a white supremacist in my entire life. I've never met one, I've never talked to one, I've never heard that they still exist. And both, there were some white-killer wannabes that worshipped, the Nazis in their mother's basement. And they're not real Nazis, they're not real white supremacists, they're not, real KKK. White supremacy pretty much went extinct until Obama came back. My comment, which four golf in November if you back to next fall.
Well, thank you, Mr. John. You know what? You brought up a significant point when it comes to what they see as white supremacy and what we see as white commie takeover. I'm going to put it that way. Because, they do misinterpret what white supremacy was all about. White supremacy was all about back in the day when, they had their Klans members and so forth. But you know what? The problem they never address is the fact that most Klans members were Democrats. They never mentioned that because they were the ones that was trying to convince everybody else that they were wrong. But, the Democrat Party now has taken the definition of white supremacy to a new level. And, the white supremacy that they're talking about are themselves. They're the same people in government. Those are the white supremacists. They're the ones who has fought to destroy the white nationalist party, which is American. See, they want to disrupt the English language to the point with their fake definitions, their bullshit accusations and everything else to just, royally screw the white American people. And you're right, they're jealous over what we have created and how we keep this country going among every other country that we've been paying for the last 100 years with, taxpayer dollars. I wish for one time in my life I would see that they would donate the same amount of money to the American people as a stimulus, for that matter, straight to the American people like they do Afghanistan, Egypt, and all these other, Israel, for instance. I mean, do these people even work, in my question? Because why are we giving so much dang money to all these other countries? Anyway, sorry.
Hey, thank you, sir, John. W4GNI.
This is KG4XC
out of the motocross state of Pennsylvania. Once again, moving down to Mr. Paul out of Kentucky. Oh, yeah, he left the building. So N9, Papa Mike India left.
So, Mr. Mo, do you have anything you would add on round two? KG0RSA, take it away if you're with us, Mo.
Enjoy listening to everybody. So I'm just here right now. KD0RSA, back to you, Jesse, over.
All right. Well, thank you, Mo. It's always good to know you're out there listening. Yeah, I hope you're getting as much information as possible. So thank you, Mr. Mo, from from Nebraska. Always a pleasure. Hey, KC1GWM. Mr. Bill out of beautiful New Hampshire. Come on in. You have your comment for round two, sir. Come on in.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for having me back. Why are we out of Afghanistan? Well, we've had enough. Yep, we lost a lot of folks. Yep, we've got an administration that I really don't like to say it. We really don't give a shit about anything. Why is China coming in? Ooh, look at all that lithium. Look at all that opium, you know? That's a big cash crop for both of them. So Russia's sitting on the sidelines, and they're trying to, they're dealing with the damn Chinese, too. And, you know, because we walked out and left Americans behind, which is, I don't even want to go there, you know, being ex-military and all that. And, holy shit. You never turn your back on America, and you never leave a body on the ground. It is America. Oh, man. So, you know, China wants the lithium and all the minerals and all that shit. Maybe I just thought now because I'm getting in, emotional. So. All right, I'll turn it back over to you. Over.
Hi, well, Mr. Bill, I appreciate you being here, and yeah, it's enough to infuriate anybody and any American out here that has seen for their own eyes what is happening between the election fraud. Oh, by the way, Trump won. For all you Democratic people, you stole the election. We know it. We have proof, but, Mr. Bill, you're absolutely right. It's infuriating, but hey, I think we will prevail. It's just going to take this country, all 80 plus million and then some, to regain our foothold back in the door. And everybody needs to start at the local level and start implementing your own body into this government. You're going to have to, because we are the government. They're the elected officials. They are the constituents, not us. We are the people that write the dang checks, and we need to be aware of that. So, everybody needs to start getting involved. I don't care how old you are. Look at these people bastards up in office. I mean, you got people, Joe Obama in there, and you got lunatic Pelosi up there. You got, come on. Just look at these chaotic people up there in politics that have no clue about what's going on. So it's time for America to take back this country and start doing it. I clear with Mr. Bill out of New Hampshire. Thanks for being there, Mr. Bill. KC1 Golf Whiskey Mike. Thank you, sir. Hey, Mr. Greg, K1YW, out of great state of Pocahontasstan in Massachusetts. Come on in, Greg. Let's see if we can hear you.
Okay, Jesse, I don't know how I'm doing here. Hold on a second.
Well, I'm hearing you, but probably not as good as I would like, and a little bit light on some of the others, but you got anything you would like to add? Okay, hey, Bill, are you copying him?
I heard him when he first came in, but I didn't hear him come back to you.
He was very light. He may be suffering from antenna loss. Hey, well, thanks, Bill. And Mr. Gray, K1YW, hopefully you'll get that antenna up here soon and we'll be able to hear you better. So, Greg, K1YW, I will talk to you later, and thanks for being here tonight. This is KG4ZXC for the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and filling in for Mr. Bob, K-H-A-O-Y, who could not be here tonight. So we all need to keep Mr. Bob out of thoughts and prayers for him and his family. So Mr. Bob, if you're out there listening tonight, I hope you're doing well. And also I'd like to thank Miss Laura and Mr. Marty into IRJ and Miss Laura into JTT for being there also listening, and Mr. Paul for doing all the recordings. All right, let's see. Going back to the top of the list, so N4XYC, this is the final round. Mr. John out of Tennessee, come on in.
Yeah, okay, Jesse. Well, I'm going to take a pass this time. I'm not feeling too well, and I've enjoyed listening to the net tonight and look forward to seeing everybody next week. So I'll go ahead and say 73 to you and everyone on the net and all the shortwave listeners from N4XYC.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, thank you for being here tonight there, Mr. John. Always a pleasure. And, by the way, great signal tonight, so good copy. N4XYC, John, 73. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, what do you got for the final thoughts, sir?
Okay, KG4ZXC, LibertyNet from KO4FE. All right, Jesse, well, we're going to finish it off with a couple of, well, I hate to classify this first story as a good story, but at least somebody's getting arrested for this outrageous behavior. And then the second one, it's a principal getting fired over political correctness. So I guess you could loosely classify these as good stories. At least the people, the offenders are getting some kind of punishment. So anyway, first story, this Daily Mail headline, registered sex offender identifying as a woman who sparked a riot after exposing erect penis to young girl in women's section of LA spa is charged with indecent exposure. And it's not the first time. Four women and an underage girl have come forward to allege that Darren A.G. Maranger, 52, was partially erect in the women's section of We Spa. Maranger, who resides in Riverside, California, denied the allegation and said that she, quote unquote, is actually the victim of transphobic harassment. Maranger has a long criminal history that includes nearly a dozen felony convictions for crimes ranging from sex offenses to burglary and escape. Maranger is also facing six felony counts of indecent exposure over a separate locker room incident in December 2018 and has pled not guilty on all counts. A Tier 1 registered sex offender, Maranger already has two prior convictions of indecent exposure stemming from incidents in 2002 and 2003 in California. The LAPD said the investigation regarding the We Spa incident is still currently ongoing, and a warrant is out for Maranger's arrest. Maranger may file complaints or lawsuits for discrimination, claiming that, quote, she has been made to suffer by law enforcement women in the We Spa. So here we got a pervert who's pretending to be a woman who's physically a man going around underage girls with an erection and claiming discrimination based on, I guess, he woke up that morning and decided he was a woman and he should be able to go into a women's spa. Anyway, here's the, I'll give you some of the story just for filler here on this unbelievable situation. It says months after a trans woman allegedly exposed herself in front of several spa goers at We Spa in Los Angeles, including an underage girl, charges have been finally filed with serial sex offender Darren A.G. Moranger, 52, being identified as the sole suspect in the highly publicized incident. I guess even the liberals got a limit to this kind of crap. What's more, in addition to being a suspect in the case, Moranger is facing multiple felony charges of indecent exposure in regards to a separate incident in Los Angeles. In addition to charges stemming from the We Spa altercation, Moranger is also facing six felony counts of indecent exposure over a separate locker room incident in 2018, and it has his wanted poster there at his car. Of course, the liberals are protesting the We Spa because they say this guy should be able to run around naked in front of underage girls, typical of the degenerate left. Says Moranger claims to identify as female so he can access women's locker rooms and showers, reads an internal flyer by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department that was sent to law enforcement departments in Southern California in late 2018. So he's been on the radar for a while. Despite a checkered background, though, Moranger is maintaining his innocence in the We Spa debacle, telling the New York Post that she, that's what he's calling himself, is actually the victim of transphobic harassment. Back in June, a group of women complained that Moranger, who identifies as female, exposed, this is almost too much to believe, exposed her penis at the Los Angeles spa. The incident led to months of protests, some of them violent, with a multitude of media outlets declaring the alleged assault an example of bias against the transgender, or at worst, it didn't even happen. These people are nuts. Well, anyway, I don't want to read the whole story because that's basically the essential facts. You got a pervert running around in Los Angeles with a rap sheet a mile long with sexual offenses, going around underage girls, showing his genitals in a ready state, and he claims he's the victim. What a bunch of crap. Well, here's another story, and this is a better story because it doesn't involve perversion, but it does have a subversive leftist professor getting fired, or actually not a professor, but a principal. It says Colleyville Heritage principal accused of teaching critical race theory put on paid leave. Colleyville Heritage High School principal James Whitfield has been put on paid administrative leave, according to Greatville Colleyville ISD officials. In a letter to parents Monday, Superintendent Robin Ryan wrote that Whitfield has been placed on leave, but that he would not go into specifics because it's a personnel matter. Whitfield, the school's first black principal, told the Dallas Morning News on Monday that he was told he was put on leave indefinitely because the superintendent has determined that doing so was in the best interest of the district. The move comes a week after the principal and a crowd of supporters attended a school board meeting to address claims from a group of parents who said he was teaching critical race theory. I'm glad parents are speaking up against this crap. At a board meeting a few weeks before last week's, the parent group accused Whitfield by name, which is against the school board meeting rules. I've chosen to speak out against baseless allegations after the district allowed a man to speak my name at the July 26th board meeting, he said. He claims I'm not the CRT critical race theory boogeyman. I'm the first African American to assume the role of principal at my current school in its 25-year history, and I'm keenly aware of how much fear this strikes into the hearts of a small minority who'd much rather things go back to the way they used to be. No, that's his version. I think the truth is the parents don't want their kids brainwashed with Marxism and self-hate from an agitator principal. Also in the post, the principal referred to an incident in which a school administrator asked Whitfield to remove a photo of him and his wife, who is white, from his Facebook page. In a statement to KXAS-TV, the district said the photo it received contained poses that are questionable for an educator. Wonder what pose, probably standing there with a communist fist in the air. They don't go into any detail, but you could just guess when they said he contained certain poses. Unless that was some kind of sexual reference, I don't know. So anyway, this agitator is put on leave indefinitely, so kudos to the parents for standing up against this crap. I guess that's the only way to do it, and groups like Project Veritas who expose these Marxists, get them out of the schools. They shouldn't be teaching. Shouldn't be brainless. They shouldn't turn the schools into communist brain laundries and brainwashings in communist war camps. We need to get rid of that. Parents shouldn't have to worry about this kind of crap in the schools. So anyway, Jesse, that's it for me, and thanks for stepping in there to take Bob's position as net control, and 73's all the check-ins, and we'll look for you next time. KG4ZXC, Liberty Net from KO4FE, 73's.
Hey, Bill, good deal, and thank you for your comments. I appreciate that. And I was going to say, I wonder what other signs that they're going to be concerned with, when it comes to the OK symbol. It's got to mean something outside of OK. All right, Bill. God bless you, sir. Thanks for being here tonight, and always a pleasure hearing from you. So, you're sounding good. So, leave well enough alone. Hopefully, your radio equipment and everything is still be performing just as good as it does tonight as it will Wednesday night. So, thank you, Bill. God bless. 73. KO4FE, 73, sir.
Okay, catch you next time, Jesse.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, clear with KO4FE. Moving down to W4GNI out of Signal Mountain, Tennessee. Come on in, John. What do you got to sum it up for tonight? Mr. John out of Tennessee, W4GNI. You still with us, sir? Okay, I'm hearing nothing from GNI, so we'll move it down to Mr. Paul has already left the building, so that was in November 9, Papa Mike, India. Mr. Mo, it goes down to you. Would you like to have anything to final up tonight's Liberty Net? Please call now.
KD0RSA, well, thanks for running the net.
involved in West Nun Hotel. K-A-J-O-I. Tonight, and not much else to say except the communist stuff has been moving in for the last 30, 40 years, started back in the 60s really, that I know of, and we didn't do nothing about it then, and we just thought it was a bunch of dumb kids, and so we need to kind of wake up from now on. KD0RSA, I'll turn it back to you, Jesse, over.
Hey, well, thank you there, Mr. Moe, and it's always a pleasure. I want to give you just one piece of information before I go, Mr. Moe. We caught them, is the headline off of WeLoveTrump.com. We caught them. 240 Democrat ballot traffickers got caught dumping thousands of ballots in Georgia. I don't know if you heard that, Mr. Moe, but I thought that would be a good piece of information for you. All hell is about to break loose, the article goes into. This is what is being said. The boots on the ground in Georgia appearing at the war room this morning. John Frederick had some major breaking news. Frederick claims that Georgia state officials now have video evidence of 240 Democratic ballot traffickers dumping ballots into drop boxes across the state. How many ballots? Apparently it was tens of thousands. Don't forget that Biden supposedly won Georgia by 11,000 votes. So, things are happening, whether we not always paying attention or not, but things are happening. So, Mr. Moe, there's one for you. I hope you enjoyed that.
Well, I did enjoy that. I think I have heard a little bit of it before, but it's a disaster that we have a police force or whatever you want to call it, a federal bunch that is so one-sided that they let this go ahead and happen, and it's a disgrace to the country as far as I'm concerned. KD0RSA. Back to you, Jesse, over.
Right, yes, sir. Very good, Mo. And, you're right. And the Supreme Court's got their bloody hands all over this just the same. So you're so true. Hey, KD0RSA, Mr. Mo, God bless you, sir. Always a pleasure hearing from you out of the great state of Nebraska. 7-3, sir.
7-3,
Jesse.
Have a good evening.
Hey, moving down to Mr. Bill out of New Hampshire, KC1, Golf Whiskey Mike. You got anything you want to finalize tonight with, sir?
Oh, yeah. I consider this a 73 round for me. As Mr. Bill was saying earlier there, that Mr. Marengo, he needs the help. He's a male member. So maybe we should all get together and help him get rid of that nasty thing that he's got. He keeps showing everybody. So just snuff it off, and I guess you won't have that problem anymore, really. Another question I have is on that mugger. He showed the Liberty net at 39.53, and then it disappeared. And I couldn't find it anywhere else. So maybe you could help me out with that.
Okay, that's that is the fake Liberty net run by Kevin Strom, which is a pedophile that got kicked off of the Liberty net here, and because we will not associate with pedophiles or any personnel of that caliber. So they have manipulated the net logger to put that up there to disfranchise everybody here on the original Gold Standard Liberty Net. So Bob runs the net, but I was down here in South Carolina with my broken computer, which will not pull up NetLogger, so I could not bring it up tonight. So I do apologize for that, sir.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I just wanted to know what's going on with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I just couldn't get the NetLogger up tonight, which I normally would have, but due to circumstances, that pretty much is the case. But, yeah, sorry about the inconvenience there, sir, and I should have let everybody know I was not running the logger tonight. I should have let everybody know a little bit sooner, but anything else you would like to add?
I think I'm pretty good tonight. I don't really want to get too warmed up because it's late in the evening, and I'm a 70-year-old. Just started roofing my back shop again with metal. Hell of a lot better than shingles. And, you know, I need my rest before I start the day again tomorrow. Over.
Well, I understand that, sir. And, hey, God bless you. I'm 70 years old. That's great. Well, you take care then, sir. And, hey, we'll look forward to seeing you Wednesday night. I'll be running the Wednesday night Liberty Net at $2,200 as well. So don't be a stranger.
Okie doke. Yep. Great talking with you all tonight. I learned a lot. I tried to contribute some, so have a great night. 73 is all.
Hey, 73's Bill. Out of New Hampshire, that was Kilo Charlie 1, Golf Whiskey Mike. Mr. Greg, K1YW, I'm not sure if you hear me, but you got anything you would like to add? Okay, I'm not picking up Greg now, so the band must be going short or long or something there. But no copy on Mr. Greg, K1YW now. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, well, I will go ahead and get ready to close the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I am KG4ZXD, Jesse out of Frozen Frog State of Pennsylvania. Do we have any last final comments, gripes, moans, or groans, or anything, complaints they would like to add before we shut the night Liberty Net down? Please come out.
KB2DMD.
KB2DMD. Good evening, Mr. Rich.
How you doing, Jesse?
Well, I'm not doing too bad. We're down here in the Carolinas going to the Shelby Ham Fest, Roger.
Oh, I wish I was there with you. I never been to that one. I hear it's supposed to be really something.
Yeah, it's actually a big ham fest down here. It's pretty huge. It takes up, I would have to say it takes up almost 4 to 5 acres.
Yeah, like I said, I've never been to that one. I've heard a lot about it over the years, though. It's been going on, longer than I've been around.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Well, since you're here, sir, do you have anything you would like to add?
No, I just wanted to say hello.
Okay, well, I'm glad you did. Yeah, I was going to give you a landline, but I've been preoccupied with everything else. Started having some family issues last couple of days, and things have just been chaotic.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope everything's okay.
Actually, it turned out better than I'd expect there, Rich. My son just had his second child last night at about, this morning, about 4 a.m. So I am another grandfather.
Oh, that's wonderful. Boy or girl?
It is a little girl. They call her Olivia.
Oh, it's not wonderful. I'm so glad. You're blessed, Jesse.
Yes, sir. I surely am. And Mama Bear is happy, too.
Oh, I'm sure she is. I'm sure she is. That's wonderful.
Hey, Mr. Rich. Well, good to hear you. Let me go ahead and shut the net down. And it's good to hear you, sir. You gonna good golly, I was gonna say, you monitoring 20 meters lately?
Yeah, I'm usually on in the mornings and looking for DX, you know, and that's when I heard you that morning, and I said, wow, this is interesting, some weird propagation, and then it turned out you were in South Carolina, so that explained that one.
Yeah, I know the propagation is just too close for us up north on 20, so yeah, I get it. But yeah, every time I'm down here and I can hear people back up around the home station, I always try to get back to them. Hey, well, Mr. Rich, I'm going to shut this Liberty Net down for the night. Hey, good to hear you, sir, and hopefully I will talk to you soon.
Okay, Jesse, looking forward to it. All the best, 7-3. This is KB2DMD listening.
Hey, very good. Clear with KB2DMD. Mr. Rich out of Pennsylvania. Clear with you, sir. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to go ahead and thank our founding fathers, Mr. Vic Silent Key, which is no longer with us, W1WCR. I also like to thank everyone who's checked in tonight. M4XYC, good to hear you, John. KO4FE, Whiskey 4, Golf November India, also out of Tennessee, good signals from John tonight as well. November 9, Papa Mike India, KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, and KC1, Golf Whiskey Mike, Mr. Bill out of New Hampshire. Ah, oh, good to hear you, sir, too, sir. And Mr. Greg, if you still copy, good to have you aboard tonight as well. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon. And Mr. Rich, it's always a pleasure. Good to hear you too. KB2DMD. Hey, I'd like to go ahead and say 73s to each and every one, and good night to Miss Calabash, wherever you are. And I will go ahead and close tonight's Liberty Net down. Let's see, I better look at my actual clock here. And it is 11:57 or 23:57 Eastern Coast Time or Eastern Deception Time, whichever you prefer. And this is KG4ZXE out of Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania saying sayonara and R and 73s. God bless each and every one, and God bless this great country, and God save America, because we need it. 73's off, and we'll see you on Wednesday night. KG4 is next. Out.